Southlake Regional Health Center is warning area residents to expect longer wait times in its emergency department with higher patient volumes. The hospital warned that visitor restrictions may also be in effect in the emergency department to keep patients and staff safe, as well as reduce overcrowding. A Southlake spokesperson said the influx of patients has occurred over the holiday period and is a reflection of continued capacity issues. As a result, visitors have been limited to essential caregivers or one visitor per patient based on staff discretion. Staffing levels remain appropriate and are not contributing to any delays, the hospital said. With no significant acute care capital expansion in 20 years, Southlake has become one of the most overcrowded hospitals in Ontario. Please note we are experiencing higher than usual patient volumes in Southlake's emergency department, resulting in longer wait times. Visitor restrictions may be in effect to keep patients, staff safe and avoid overcrowding. We appreciate your patience. pic.twitter.com/1r4zizitb Southlake Regional Health Center, at Southlake RAC, January 2, 2024. Southlake's emergency department has faced ongoing challenges in intake. Although the hospital maintained top wait times for first being viewed by a doctor compared to other hospitals, patients can face average wait times of more than 18 hours in the emergency department for hospital admittance due to capacity issues. That's why we continue to advocate for additional support from the provincial government to transform Southlake into a leading two-site hospital system by building a new hospital and redeveloping our existing campus to meet our patients' needs, Southlake said, referring to ongoing efforts to create a new second hospital site. COVID-19 and influenza have also become more prevalent at hospitals recently. Cases spiked in late November and December, with the latest spike December 19 seeing 108 COVID-19 patients across all York Region hospitals. That has declined to 38 COVID-19 hospitals as of January 2, according to York Region Public Health. Southlake also faced several COVID-19 outbreaks throughout November and December, but York Region Public Health is not reporting any active outbreaks at Southlake facilities as of January 2. Southlake's social media post regarding longer waits garnered dozens of comments and reactions on social media. I feel for the staff. People get angry when they have to wait, but it's the lack of staff and lack of beds that is the issue, one commenter said.